Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Word Vomit Podcast, a podcast where we give our takes on the world of video games, music, comics, movies, and television. I am your host, Emmanuel. On this episode, we've got Randy King.
Oh man, I love how you paused there. That was good.
Sean Vander.
Yeah, that was sexy too.
We are recording from Garage Studios. This podcast is free for your listening pleasure. Make sure you're liking, sharing, and subscribing. It helps us out a lot. Guys, what is up?
A whole lot of stuff going on right now.
That intro was a lot better than that was two weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah. Super dope.
Okay, so what I actually heard from Sean Vander's comment is that your opening from 2 weeks ago was a piece of shit.
What? No, I mean, it was pretty standard, and it was entertaining.
Although, that's funny, you said 2 weeks ago. We record this episode every week.
Yeah, but he said 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so I'm trying to remember what the second...
The second one was, I was trying to, on the
incomparable Randy King.
Figure out, that's right, because he
said incomparable, and then I was like, I'm uncomfortable.
Sean Vander was like, I'm peaceful? No.
Yeah, no.
No way.
I just pulled that out of my butt,
too. I was like,
too.
We are? I don't know. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, well, no. Yeah.
This is podcast number 79.
I think it's 79 because one was 80.
Was it?
I think it's 80.
Are you sure?
I think you might be right.
I think it's 80.
We're gonna go on our phones right now.
The tail of the tape. Even though I'll let you guys do that.
That's funny
because we host this show. We create this show.
You know what? You're right.
We're episode number 80.
We're at 80. You're right.
Sweet.
Podcast number 80.
Wow.
Nice.
Milestone, guys. I mean.
Well, no, it is.
Well, I mean.
The milestone for me is 100.
Yeah. Well,
that,
I mean,
which we're gonna hit.
I always say, hey, man,
we're gonna hit that, of course.
Oh yeah.
But.
Yeah. It's totally gonna happen. But the fact that we're, you know, I remember we talked about this. I think when we got to 60, or no, what was it that we had like? Oh,
50,
celebration. No, we did a celebration. I.e., we just wanted to take a shot for I think it was a Cinco de Mayo. We're like,
no. What ended up happening
was like episode 59.
We took a shot on 50.
Yeah, remember that.
And then the week after was Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
So we ended up doing another shot.
It was like a random number. We're like, oh, yeah, it's number whatever. Who cares? It's like that Simpsons variety show episode, which was like, it's number episode number 328. Hooray!
Yay!
Wait, what?
I will totally, because I love you guys so much, I will totally be replaced by the buxom cheerleader in that situation.
What did she say? She's been,
homecoming queen 2 years running.
Yeah. No, I think she said five. It was like a number that you shouldn't be.
Oh, really?
It was like 5 years running because homecoming is a high school dance and you shouldn't be in high school for more than
five years.
For more than
yeah,
4 years.
Yeah, okay, I get you.
I think it's 5 years running. When they, yeah, the Brady Bunch variety show. Trope.
Simpsons, yeah. Old school. Love that shit.
You want to be replaced by a buxom blonde?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Actually, I want to
be
more.
Okay.
I want to be more modern, it were, and you'll be replaced by a hot Latina.
I'm down.
Yeah, you like that? like you know, was it Telemundo style? Or, well, sorry, Sábado Gigante, where it's a kid show, and yet the host is incredibly attractive, like high level.
Well, that was Brazil. That wasn't Mexico when they did that episode.
No, but in general. No, but I'm just saying in general. It's always hot Latinas on Latin television.
I watched
some soap opera. It's like regular TV.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is during the day? What the hell?
There's a problem with that. You won't want me back.
Well, I mean, hot Latina.
Yeah.
I love you, Sean,
but hot Latina.
And to be fair, you'll be
Sean,
like, it's cool.
Yeah.
No, you'll still be. You just
said you were cool with it.
I mean, I'm cool with it for one show.
Also, I'm going to say that you'll still be part of the project.
But if
you will be getting the. You can be the spray boy who, like, sprays her, I would say, the essence on her. So it looks like she's sweating all the time.
Essence?
Well, because it's not going to be sweat per se, but it's going to look like she is.
It's water.
And granted, we are an audio podcast, so it's obviously going to be for just us.
I don't know if that's the case, then we better go on video with that. I don't know what's weirder, the fact that Sean was okay with this just a second ago,
yeah,
or the fact that Randy King
kind
of has an idea of what we're already going to do.
It's already done. It's already an idea.
Like, you've thought about this before.
Well, I mean, you said Bucks and Blood. I'm trying to change it up, man.
Fine.
Change it up.
Whatever. Just okay.
Well, you don't want to be replaced by you want a hot blonde.
I wanted to make a Simpsons reference.
One day,
completely whatever.
It's fine. I just railroaded. It's okay.
Some.
I'm already taking. Actually, we already
Brazilian
have some takers.
Buxom woman.
I put a Craigslist ad up.
already,
and we already have
like in the middle of that whole spiel.
Yeah, here we go.
It's already up there.
To be fair, that in this day and age, we probably could pull that off.
Replacing horse-faced white guy.
I wasn't gonna say that. I said new podcast host needed.
Yeah. To hot replace like, horse-faced
need,
white
I'm sorry,
guy.
Hot is a hot eye candy needed for a podcast show.
We will all be replaced if that be
that's
the
fine.
Case.
Yeah, well, it would be like, damn, we just got taken out.
We or at that point, I think we could just be executive producers.
We're like, all right, cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's what it is.
So we just had hot chicks. That's all we needed, right?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a, what is it? It's like toys and games, like just four women.
There was actually a group of that already called, they were called, was it Laser Unicorn?
It's something like that.
They were like a cosplay podcast. It's actually Seth Green's, is it his wife now? Or fiance still?
Oh, shit.
He married this hot, incredibly attractive woman.
Yeah.
But
Seth Green's.
He got her, and then she had like three, they were like three hot friends, and then they like, you know. And they would make funny videos, and it would be added on top of it because they were extremely attractive.
Yeah,
but apparently still legit.
That.
I don't know how we could compete with that.
No,
per se.
Here's the thing.
I'll tell you right now.
We can't.
No,
we can't.
I'm like, it's cool.
We can't.
Obviously, they. I mean, they.
I'd like to think that we have a pretty cool podcast, but there is
no
way
we're not meeting those ladies.
That we're going to be able to go past that.
They have a funny video where they sing and dance about going to Comic-Con, and then they have Stan Lee in their video. So, yeah,
of course they would have Stan Lee in his video.
We can't compete with that.
No, we can't. But of course he would be there.
No, he's everywhere.
Some four attractive women. Hey, I would really like you to be in our video. And Stan Lee's like an 80-year-old man.
90.
Fuck.
He's
90. Okay, 90-year-old man.
He's 91, actually.
90.
You bet your ass he's going to go on in that show.
I would complain. I'm like, hey, go for it, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you hear that he made some comments that obviously he shouldn't be saying about the Marvel Cinema Universe? Essentially, that
really
he's
he
basically
thinks that Marvel is trying to get the right.
Well,
Fantastic Four, right?
It's the idea that don't worry. Like he's hinting at the idea that
it's gonna happen.
That it's gonna happen. Don't worry, it's gonna happen soon. And Kevin Feige, he's like, I don't know what he's saying, man. Why do you keep saying shit? I'm like, because Stan Lee,
shut up.
Well, I mean, he has
but
no.
Yeah,
he actually
has
no real power in that. He has zero power. He is like but a figurehead now. Nothing against Stan Lee. It's just that you know his word is not law. Also. He's the lucky, I guess, person to be able to step into every iteration of the Marvel films. Like, he's been in X-Men movies.
Are you saying he's lucky that he has?
Well, because no other actor, as I can say
that. No other actor, Stan Lee.
Well, no other actor can do that. Like, you're not going to see, like, Josh Brolin is not going to show up in a Fantastic Four movie as whatever character.
No.
So it's like, oh, Stan Lee, he's fortunate that he could do that. Then he could say these things, and it's amazing. But it's
who's
also like
stop
fucking,
him either.
It's like,
I mean,
well,
come on.
I don't. Well, he said it in a panel, and no one's going to stop him in the middle of a panel. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
A live speech. It's like, yeah, he can just say all these shit. But yeah, now it's causing like the internet was a little twirl about. Ooh, Fantastic Four is coming back. No. Well. It's like
I'll be excited for it when I see
when
it.
I see
yeah,
it.
Let me
when
see
I
it
see
first.
It.
When I visually see
when
that.
When I see a trailer that says Fantastic Four is back.
Or even as I've been mentioning before, it doesn't have to be the Fantastic Four. If I see Dr. Doom show up in a stinger
like, hey,
or something,
yeah.
I'll be, you know what? He was right. I'm cool. I love it. Let's go.
Well,
let's go.
It's only that. I don't want to see all. Don't tease me with a guy with like a metal fist.
No,
or
I'm
anything.
Saying full
no,
on Doctor
don't,
Doom.
Don't show me like very. No, show me a fucking
green
Doctor
hood.
Doom.
Yeah.
Everything.
Full metal gear with the green cape, the green hood.
Oh man, I feel
the
like
green
that,
tunic.
I feel like that's gonna look so bad. It's
with
gonna
the,
look
with
just
the gold chain
the
around
movie.
The neck.
And there have it be like 10 of them. Because one of them is Doom.
No, no.
But
you know,
most
how,
of them are Doom.
Here's
boss.
How they do the stinger. Here's how it happens. Is it starts off with Doom sitting up from his royal chair.
Okay.
And then the light, like when he, it's like it's in a dark room. And then all of a sudden you see eyes appear next to him.
Yeah. And then that's
and
it.
And then that's
the
it.
The Doom bots.
The Doom bots. Right there.
Okay. That'd be cool. That's good.
What if they do a BS move? Like they get the, was it the, was it the Earth X storyline where you had Doom's son? You know, like in the because they had that alternate universe comic book where all the heroes and villains were teleported to another planet.
Don't put that fucking evil out in the world.
You know what? I like that book, but I'm just saying that's actually an easy way out.
Don't put that evil out into the world.
And they got Doom had a son with, I forgot who, I want to say it was like Scarlet Witch or some shit. I'm like, really?
It was Scarlet Witch.
And then he has a son who's like, he's like the younger, douchier version of Dr. Doom. He had like the coiffed hair. I'm like, why are you wearing the mask? I'm wondering, where did he get the mask from, first of all? Like,
don't put that evil out in the world, Randy.
Actually,
please.
I'm kind of liking this idea now, because that means we get a
Tobey Maguire fucking Spider-Man kind of douche.
No.
No, don't put that
he was
evil
a douche. No, he was just consuming. Like, he's the guy who just never got he's the Spider-Man that never got rid of the symbiote. And that's what happened to him.
Okay.
That's actually frightening. Because
that
was,
is frightening.
He
though.
Was more symbiote than person. And he was still hanging out with everybody. No one knew like how bad it had gotten for him.
Yeah.
But he actually, what I was going to say is I like the idea of Steve Rogers having a daughter and you seeing the offspring of Storm and Wolverine.
Yeah.
Which they had hinted at before.
They have.
Yeah. They've done like little drops of that, but never.
Wasn't Steve Rogers' daughter able to lift Mjolnir?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because his son couldn't pick it up. He's like, I'm not worthy. It's my 18th birthday and I still can't pick it up. And then a fight breaks out and she grabs it, throws it. I'm like, oh, that's fucking dope. See, what's cool about that is Thor's son was like, it's cool. I mean, it should be. It's not. He was basically saying that I know it was. It's not.
It's not a birthright.
Yeah, it's not a birthright for me. And it's okay.
You still have to be honorable.
Yeah.
It's like, the most honorable.
It's like, no, man. It's not like.
Hey, did you guys see the carpool karaoke of the Foo Fighters?
I did not.
No,
I mean, I didn't see its entirety. I saw the beginning and saw them talking, but I didn't actually.
Yeah, they have it on YouTube. You can actually watch the entire thing. And it's a lot of fun. It was really cool. They make a mention of coming full circle in the sense of how they would all pack into one van as much as possible.
Oh.
And they found themselves doing that.
Yeah, well, because that's how they're a band, so they can't do it in a car. They have to use a whole van.
Well, they still do that today, even.
Yeah.
They were talking about how whenever they go to an airport, there's three vans for them. And I guess it was supposed to be for every single member, everybody comfortably, but they all squeeze into one. And James Corden goes, why is that? And they go, because you don't want to be the one guy that's out. He's like, because then more than likely, you're going to be the one that's being talked about in the ride there.
Yeah. Because you're not in the car.
Because you're not in the car. You can't defend yourself.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I was more talking about the whole carpool karaoke. Because when he does it, when it's just another person, it might be a smaller car, a four-door, or an SUV. But, for bands, like when he had the Red Hot Chili Peppers one, it's a full-on van.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then who else did they do? They did Jennifer Lopez.
Because they had
Did they do Pink? I can't remember if he did Pink.
He's done a lot of artists. There's a lot of artists that are been part of that segment of his. Like, there's artists who like really just want to do it. But it looks fun.
Yeah. It does look fun. Really.
Well, there's like
he needs to get more bands in there.
If you've seen the Red Hot Chili Peppers one, it's actually really good. There's there's outtakes that they had to omit it out where essentially Anthony Kiedis helped save a baby's life.
I heard about
it
that.
It is crazy. It is crazy.
I did hear about
that. It's crazy. What it is that they see it while they're driving through L.A. A woman is on the street, like, screaming for help. They pull over. Mind you, they're supposed to start singing. And they're like, what's going on? And then apparently the whole band rushes to inside the house. They find out, like, the baby isn't breathing. They call 911. They're trying to calm the woman down. I think Flea, like, was administering CPR. I'm not 100% sure. But essentially, they showed up, and it's like one of those weird things where they're still rolling film on this. They're, like, recording. Because, they don't know. I'm assuming those camera guys didn't know what else to do. Like, I don't know what the fuck.
How much you want to bet?
They're, like, freaking out.
How much you want to bet the only reason why they didn't was because the woman didn't sign off?
I'm assuming they probably, to be fair, do you want that out there? Like, for me,
no, that's
like,
what I'm saying. I'm not dissing
you. But they talk about it, and it's one of those days where I'm like, holy shit, are you kidding? Like, how great a story is that, though? I mean, I'd ask him, like, at least, I'm sure they gave her the footage. Because, when that child's 15, 16, gonna look online, find, like, under the bridge, think this is the most amazing old song I've ever heard.
That's if he does.
And then, I'm sure that mom would be like, you fucking
racist. Yeah, I'm pretty
sure
almost
at this died. Point. And you're like,
we changed your name to Anthony Flea. And I'm like, Tom Verjean, we changed it all to the band. That's your name.
That's why you have like seven names.
That's your name
before
now.
The last name.
Nice. Why do you think? Where do you think Uncle James Gordon comes from? Huh? Made him your uncle. No. But yeah, it was just that. I imagine there's some probably other crazy things that have happened with James Gordon's. The karaoke?
Karaoke.
Karaoke.
I like that. Karaoke.
Yeah.
Well, Foo Fighters, outside of going on karaoke.
Yes.
That's we're gonna coin that term.
I think it's already been taken before, but yeah, dude.
Damn it. I thought it was. They I think are it's actually, been taken a long time ago.
They are actually in the news for something else.
It's not their fault though, right?
No, it's not, but
it's not great though.
It's not great.
Okay.
You guys have heard of the O2 Arena, right?
Yes.
One of the biggest arenas in the world.
It's huge.
It's ginormous.
What's the seating capacity there?
It doesn't say.
It's like a giant number, right?
20,000?
Wait, no. What? No.
No, it's got to be more than
that. Hell no.
It's not like a sports arena, though.
Yeah, no, it's 20,000.
Is it 20,000?
What?
But it's not meant to be a sports arena. It's like meant for...
The Dave Grohl-led band played a career-spanning set... Hold on, I accidentally... during their one-off show at the 20,000 capacity venue, which was reported to be sold out.
Okay.
I think it's more so of like who's performed, who's actually
performed
there. But that's
actually also if for being a, I think the O2 Arena is only meant for.
Big shows.
Yeah. Not like sporting events. Like when we have, we have our shows here, the Coliseum, Oracle. They're meant for sporting events, which are obviously meant to be huge.
So what ended up happening is a lot of people were denied entry to that show.
Whew.
Because the show required that the ticket holder who purchased the ticket be present when they went to the show.
That's bullshit.
Okay.
And according to a lot of the people that were turned away, at no point, according to them, were they informed at any point or time that they had to have the person that bought the tickets originally.
Hmm. So essentially, you could have gotten these tickets as a gift and then went in, and they would have denied you entry for some bourgeois reason.
Exactly. So let's put it like this. Let's say we went to the Coliseum to go see Green Day.
Yes.
All right.
Or we were going to, and then I fall sick. But I don't want my ticket to go to waste. I bought the tickets. You guys paid me back, of course.
Yes. Okay.
And I give It's Chris a call and be like, hey, man, you want a free ticket? I just don't want it to go to waste. He goes, yeah, sure. Grabs the ticket. You guys go to the Coliseum. You go to present your tickets. My name is associated with it. It was my credit card that was used. It's Chris does not look like Emmanuel. And they'll ask, where's your ID? He'll pull it out. It'll say, it's Chris.
You said he'll pull it out.
And they won't let you guys in.
Well, I mean, I understand why they would do something like that.
So let's actually look at both sides of the story. Okay, so the reason why they were to do this, let's put it out there now, is in order to prevent ticket scalping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What they want to do, because the idea is somebody will buy a large amount of tickets. Let's say that each ticket was $50. It was a general admission show.
Yeah.
The scalper will then go to the show or go somewhere else and sell the tickets at $75 because the tickets are now sold out.
Yeah.
So for every ticket, he needs to sell, I think, about half?
Yeah.
Just to make his money back? Yeah, and then anything else?
That's profit.
Is profit.
Yeah.
So he's making profit off of the arenas, off of whatever organization is running the show.
Sure.
More likely it's going to be Ticketmaster or Live Nation, because those are the two big ones right there. So understandably so, they don't want that to happen. So they'll say, bring your ID with your ticket. If you bought multiple tickets, you have to go with the group in order to gain entry. Now, there are companies at this point that are considered okay when they do that. The main one and the one that's revolving around this story is StubHub.
Yeah, StubHub's huge.
StubHub is huge. People who can't make shows sell their tickets, whether for a profit or for a loss, just so that they can get something back. I remember getting, you know, surprisingly enough, I didn't mention them as an example, but I do remember getting Green Day tickets less because somebody was just trying to get rid of them.
Yeah, they don't want to go to waste.
They don't want it to go to waste. And the tickets were decent.
Yeah.
So we got to see, we had a good section for it. So StubHub is there. Now, going back to the actual story itself, people that were being turned away were people who bought their tickets from StubHub.
Ooh.
Huh. A legitimate reselling company.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the idea of the person who originally bought the ticket was not present with their credit card to verify that they were the ones who bought it.
Is that something that was set when they sold the tickets?
Supposedly that wasn't set. They only enforced that rule the day of the show.
That's some bullshit thing. Because they've been selling these tickets for, let's say, what, like months in advance?
Yeah.
God damn it, that sucks.
And people were traveling, of course.
Oh, my
God. People will travel long distances for their favorite bands.
Yes. Shit. For good reason. But it's like, I mean, I get they're trying to stop scalping. I understand that. But at some point or another, you're just going to look like a dick.
And that's where I believe that the Foo Fighters did not come out looking very well. Because they released a joint statement with the Coliseum. Not the Coliseum. I'm sorry. The O2 Arena. Yeah. And the company that was promoting the show. And I'm trying to find it right here. And all of a sudden, there's a shit ton of CoverGirl advertisements. Get the fuck off my phone!
You shouldn't have clicked on it that one time to look at what color you are.
Yeah.
As far as like, you're an autumn or a...
There we go. There we go. Right? It's
stockings, too.
It's I know. So here is the joint statement that was released by the Foo Fighters, SJM, which I'm assuming is the company that put out the show, and the O2 Arena. Quote, Foo Fighters, SJM, and the O2 are frustrated and saddened that despite their best efforts, tickets for last night's show at the O2 fell into the hands of unscrupulous secondary ticket agencies. Unfortunately, this meant a small number of fans purchasing bogus tickets from these unscrupulous outlets did not get into the sold-out show. Foo Fighters, the O2, and SJM strongly advise and sincerely hope that in the future, all fans buy tickets only from legitimate sites to ensure they are not defrauded out of their earned, hard-earned money. End quote.
Huh.
And then the promoters, SJM, said, quote, fans that bought tickets through our official box office had to agree that they were buying name tickets prior to purchase. This was not a last-minute decision, but was clear from the outset. We did this to prevent tickets being resold at extortionate prices. The vast majority of fans understood and adhered to this. End quote.
Okay.
Okay, so...
StubHub is reputable, though.
Hold on. I did say that a lot of people said that they didn't hear about it until the day of the show. Now, what SJM... And this is me playing devil's advocate to what they're saying. SJM said you had to agree to this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was this something that they were told by the ticket seller at the event, at the box office, that, hey, by the way, if you buy these tickets,
you must be present.
Or was this fine print stuff?
That's a good question.
Because here's the thing.
I wasn't there.
You know what? Here's the question for you, Sean Vander. Okay. Do you have iTunes?
No.
Did you ever use iTunes at one point?
Yes.
Okay. So when you downloaded it, before you can complete the download, you had to go through the terms and agreements.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you read the entire terms and conditions before you agreed to them?
Who does that?
I have. Right? Sometimes there's funny things in there.
Okay.
Like funny haha, not like funny weird.
Got it.
I'm sorry. I just thought of that moment in Sling Blade.
Yeah.
He goes. Funny, he's funny. He's not funny. Ha ha. He's funny queer. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I get that.
And you're going to be in a Fast and the Furious movie, kid? Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Randy
Kings. Sometimes. I mean, I'm saying not for everything, but sometimes I look for keywords just to see what they're talking about.
How often?
If it's not,
give us a percentage wise.
I'm gonna say 25% of the time.
25% of the time. So
depending on what it is.
A quarter of the time, depending on how many things that you are agreeing to, you only take a look at it a fourth of the time than you really should.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I'll get through to this maybe the second paragraph and be like, oh, I'm done. I agree. Click. You know, it's human nature.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The thing is that. First off, for the Foo Fighters, I'm wondering if anybody actually told them that people bought their tickets from StubHub. Because, again, legitimate place.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Everyone uses it.
Everybody uses it.
Every sporting play, all MLB, NBA, NHL, NFL, all use that place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's, or like, I mean, with the A's, they officially say, hey, if you want to sell your tickets, go to StubHub.
Right.
You want to get tickets, go, you can go to, if this game's so
bad,
check out StubHub.
And there's even other ones.
Yeah.
I watch a YouTube channel called Wrestling with Regret, and the guy, his name is Billy Zane, which, by the way, I think is.
Is it that, wait, is it the Billy Zane?
No. Okay. No, it's a different one.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking the same thing, uh-huh. Sean Badger. We're like, Billy,
Not Billy Zane. What is his name? Well, whatever. And actually, I think he's located in the Bay Area.
Now I'm thinking it's Billy Zane who likes, he watches wrestling.
Yeah.
As a wrestler.
Right.
Which would be cool.
He's a huge wrestling fan. He, in the middle of some of his videos, his sponsor is now another company that resells tickets.
Mm.
So it's not a small thing. It is becoming a full-on business now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, did anybody actually tell the Foo Fighters, hey, the people that bought these quote-unquote unscrupulous tickets, bought them from StubHub, a legitimate business.
They're reputable.
Yeah.
A reputable, legitimate business.
Mm-hmm.
Because it makes them, I hate to say it, it makes them sound like assholes.
A little bit.
I would say the company
that
is
doing. I
love
Foo Fighters, man.
Yeah. No, well, okay, Foo Fighters, there's nothing wrong with them. I think the company that was doing
Well,
got to
remember, here's the thing. It was a joint statement. So even if they didn't say it, they read it and said, like, that sounds good.
They signed off on this statement being released. And that's what makes it look bad. And I get it. A lot of it's like, you know, they might be trying to side with the company that's feeding them, essentially.
Yeah.
Because they teamed up with this group. They're SJM, as you called it. They're the ones who are handling this, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, I've never heard of these
guys.
You
got to go with the money. Like, because no one really knows who the person who's actually throwing the concert is. And it is not easy. Like, you need to have, like, sponsors to take care of all this stuff. You got to pay a lot of, there's the upfront money. And then, you know, band gets money after.
Mm-hmm.
So I get why they would sign up.
And going back to it. Meanwhile, Venue, the O2, added some ticket holders who arrived without ID or who had bought through secondary sites were unfortunately left disappointed. Yeah. First off, fuck you.
Yeah, that's not good.
Holy shit, how much money? You know how expensive it is to get concert tickets these days and age?
And you're going
to
turn them down?
And then, yeah, you're going to turn them down.
And you have a ticket.
And then you have people who, again, they travel.
Yeah.
They travel long distances. They'll get hotel rooms so that they can stay the night before so that they can go to the event. They're using their hard-earned money that you supposedly feel bad that they lost to see a show that they got tickets for legitimately.
So I'm curious, so I'm assuming then there were empty seats in that show.
Yeah.
Then wouldn't logic stays like, yeah, so if some people couldn't get in, then, I mean, essentially you sold tickets and you're like, you're playing to, let's say, I don't know, let's say 500 people couldn't make it in. Like, there's 500 less? There's a whole
20,000?
I mean, it is small.
I almost feel like this could escalate to something big. Like, I don't think that if there was a lawsuit, I don't think they would have grounds for it. Because, again, those tiny little letterings in the terms of agreements.
Yeah.
But I think if it got big enough, they would have to do something to avoid the bad press. Like, this in itself
look bad.
Is already making them look bad.
What they would need to do, essentially, just do a make good. Any fans who have a ticket that hasn't been validated as used yet, come into the show. We're going to do it for whatever.
And you know what? It's just like they're still at a loss.
Or credit towards another event they have.
Because the best case scenario in this one is this: if they just lost their money for the tickets. That is the best case scenario.
Yeah.
The worst case scenario, they're one of the people that actually traveled from a long distance, got a hotel room.
Yeah. So,
and you could also, you know, on top of that, include food throughout the entire days that you're going to be there. So that's something that's getting added on. That's being tacked on to a lot of money that you're already spending.
Well, okay, so the O2 Arena, let's not bullish here. So if you were traveling to the O2 Arena, you might not know where it is. It's in London. So if you're from the States.
Yeah, you know where that fucking place is.
And you want to go see the Foo Fighters, first off, you're in London. And second, I'm going to go see a Foo Fighters show in London and then have to be turned away.
I'd be so heated.
Fuck, man. That does blow. It sucks. And which, like, come on, StubHub, I mean, really? You can't hook it up in London? Really?
Well, I mean, not that they couldn't. I mean, we don't know who, they didn't say who
That's
was
true.
Selling it, right?
I guess.
And they were, at SJM and the O2 Arena did say that, supposedly.
I'm curious.
They told every person that bought a ticket that they had to be present there with their ID. If there were group tickets that the person had to be, according to them.
Yeah. I mean, you want to go against scalpers. I get it. And that's fine. And then London's a very, you know, like, heavy musical place. We got
Hell
the Beatles.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. They, I'm sure, scalpers all over that place.
And they will always be around.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that they have to realize is that no matter what, no matter how hard they try, there is always going to be the shady individual that buys tickets at a shit ton price and turns around and sells them. They still walk away with that money.
Yeah.
You can tell somebody, don't buy tickets from this person. Mm-hmm. But if tickets are sold out and it's a band they really like, they're going to pay extra $300.
Yep. So it's like, think of it this way. You can either... hey, let them in and allow them to spend money on.
You're going to have to calculate that in your cost.
Well, like that's like, because like now you turn people away. That is someone who could have bought merchandise, could have bought food, could have bought drink, could have paid for parking at your venue. That's additional revenue that you're now losing.
Here's the thing. There's actually places that incorporate parking in their cost.
Yeah.
You know those service fees? That you find on there.
No, you mean
they don't say it.
You mean the screw you fees?
Yeah, the screw you fees.
I hate those fees.
It
so
covers
bad.
That even if you don't use it. And that's why they don't officially say like parking or anything like that.
Yeah.
Because then somebody could argue the fact
like,
that hey, but I Ubered or I Lyfted over here. Why do I gotta pay this? And it just creates this high end thing.
You're
so they just say service fees, screw you fees, fuck you fees, whatever you want to call them.
Handling fee. I went here and bought the ticket myself. What are you talking about, handling fee?
Actually, that same fee was something that ended up getting Ticketmaster in a shit ton of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if this happened to you guys. This happened for me. I haven't taken advantage of it because...
Are you talking about the free tickets?
Yeah.
Yeah, we...
Oh, yeah.
Lupe did that because we'd gone to a little ton of shows this past year, and we got extra... I think we got two pass... No, no. She picked a... I forgot what it was. I want to say it was like a... Oh, my God. Like a early 2000s rap. Oh, no, no. You know what it was? It was a comedy show that we didn't go to because it was at the Shoreline.
Why I haven't taken advantage
George
of
Lopez,
this.
It was George Lopez because it's all at the Shoreline.
I'm fucking done with the Shoreline Amphitheater.
Okay.
We had good times at ID10T Fest, though. But that was like the best case scenario we've ever had at Shoreline.
Yeah.
Because we got driven to the door. Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
But anyway, so let me actually go into the Ticketmaster one for just a quick second. So what ended up happening with them is they... Much like I was telling you before about the service charges, there was a person who bought tickets, and during the delivery method, it said, how would you like to do it? There's the UPS. There is print at home, which, by the way, motherfuckers are charging $250 for now.
That's so dumb. That's such bullshit. I'm like, I'm printing it on my shit.
I'm using my ink and my paper, and you're charging me, motherfucker.
Yeah. You assholes.
Right. So... the guy decides that he will wait for the free version, which is standard mail, snail mail. He was way ahead of the concert and whatnot, so he didn't really have to worry about it. And then he got charged. He got his ticket. And then maybe a week after, he's like, wait a minute. You know, this seems like a little bit high. So he does his research, and he goes, wait. The charge says that there is a priority mail, UPS, whatever. I didn't choose that. I chose snail mail.
Yeah, the
slowest one possible. The free one.
The free first class.
But you guys still charge me for it. And they're like, yeah, that's just a standard fee. And he was like, no, I didn't want this. You're charging me for something I didn't want.
Hmm.
So it became a class action lawsuit
since
they did that to every person that bought tickets from Ticketmaster.
Yep.
And that's why we have the free tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what I did do. I did use, they did give out coupons for free tickets to the show, and then they gave out coupons for $2.50.
Which show?
I came to the realization that it's the $2.50 for printing it at home, you motherfuckers.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember the show.
Okay.
But I remember using that because here's the thing. The venue that I was going to, even though Ticketmaster was the one that was sponsoring it, it wasn't at a venue that they owned.
Oh, was it Chili Peppers?
Yes.
Okay.
It was at Red Hot Chili Peppers and at the Oracle Arena.
Yeah.
So I used that to knock off $10 because it was 4 voucher codes.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
So.
GG.
But it was something that got so big, and I honestly think that O2 can also be in that. Because if somebody can prove
that they didn't say that.
That they didn't say that ahead of time. That they were not told that. And every one of those people have said the same thing. Even if there's a terms and agreement, for the terms and agreement to go through, you usually have to sign for it.
Yeah.
And if they didn't sign, I think they have a case.
Yeah.
Yeah. That they would absolutely.
There is that possibility. I mean, it just looks bad all around. Like, it doesn't help that Foo Fighters didn't, at the very least, go, "Hey, man, I know you guys got boned. You know, this is how it is."
After
everything
that,
you know,
I've seen from the Foo Fighters before, I would have personally thought, and I'm not trying to dog them on this, but I would have personally thought that they would be more understanding of the situation instead of saying, "You shouldn't have done that," and wave their finger at them. Because it just, you know, every time that I've seen Dave Grohl or anybody from the Foo Fighters, for that matter, that, you know, show up outside of music, have always been the coolest fucking people. Like, the people that you can easily approach and talk to them. And I'm not going to say that this changes everything. No, I realize.
Yeah.
They're a business, like, and they have these
things. It's a business. I understand that. But at the same time, I've seen them go above and beyond that. Dave Grohl broke his fucking foot and still continued to play the show.
Because he's a monster.
He's a fucking beast. And he wanted to make sure that the people that spent their money got their money's worth.
He signed a terms and agreement that said he got to play.
I don't know about I don't know about that for a broken leg.
Yeah.
But
I don't know, might be in his might have said he got a contract, you got to perform, bro. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did it for the
fans. And here's the thing. I also wholeheartedly believe that if they said, "Dave, you cannot perform. You are in so much trouble for this broken leg. If we don't
insurance
get this fixed right now, it's going to be bad, dude." And I'm sure he would have came out the next day or the next week with a statement saying, "I am so sorry for this. We are going to make this up to you guys. We are going to come back. Anybody who had a ticket for this show, we are going to honor it in some way or form." I truly believe he would have done something like that.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
So for something like this, it's just like it's so heartbreaking for me. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it just sucks when you see a band not show as much empathy to the fans that came out to see him, especially like in this scenario. It's like, come on, guys, for real?
Because it honestly, to me, it feels like it's a situation that the fan had no control over.
Pretty much.
That totally is. It's like, especially London. God
you
damn.
Travel. Like, I'm not saying that, not even the fact that everyone may have traveled from out of the country to get in there, but you know, people still travel.
I'm not even
show.
Saying out of the country, but I'll even say different states.
Yeah. It's like,
because it's the Foo Fighters at the O2 Arena.
Yeah.
That place has history.
Yeah, it totally does.
It's just unfortunate. Just another unfortunate event involving a group, a music act that, you know.
Did I tell you I was actually able to get my money back for a show I walked out early on?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was Killswitch Engage.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I talked about that to me.
Yeah, you did.
It was Killswitch Engage, and I was like, I think that was enough leeway to where they had to give me my money back. Because I told them I went there to see Killswitch Engage, not Killswitch Engage.
Yeah.
They had a shirt that said Killswitch Engage on there. They shot themselves in the foot on that one.
Well, you know, yeah. It's like those things where you see a band, but it's not correct in a manner. Like, I'm not saying it's the same scenario like that, but when they talk about Sublime with Rome, is that really still Sublime?
Right.
And it's like, that's true.
Well, yeah, but I mean, come on.
The thing that I found out is that Rome refuses to perform Caress Me Down.
Really?
He
no
refuses
shit.
To do that song.
Well, I mean,
and there's a reason. No, he has a legitimate reason.
I'm sure.
Because he said, because that's Bradley's song. Like, even in the song, he introduces himself as Bradley. Mm-hmm. He goes, "Mucho gusto, me llamo Bradley."
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, that's Bradley's song.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't
want to
touch
that. I know, but at the same time, just, you know, people want to hear that. And
well, that's not going to be coming from Rome.
No. Yeah, okay.
And I, you know what? I actually do have respect for that.
I do a little. At the same time, come on, man. There's a bunch of other groups there.
No, I'm with you,
man.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I mean,
don't do it.
If he feels that strongly
Van
about
Halen
it.
Van Halen has a different frontman every time, and they're singing all the songs that every lead singer's ever made.
Yeah, that's their choice.
It's like,
but Rome was like, nope, I don't want to do it. And it's not like he hates the song. He loves
no,
the song.
No,
yeah.
I get it.
To him,
I understand.
To him, that song is more sacred.
Yeah.
Or it's sacred enough to where it's just like, I don't want to take that song. Like, he's already doing the entire other discography. Like, he's gonna, you know, you're getting a Sublime show.
This give him a pass Sublime on this.
It's Sublime with Rome, though.
Yeah. It's okay. Give him the pass on that.
So last week we talked a little bit about J.J. Abrams.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Being the director on there
on for episode 9.
In episode 9, and then lo and behold, people got a complaint about it.
Why?
So there is a petition out for getting J.J. Abrams removed from Star Wars Episode 9. And the reason is, according to the person who created the petition, they were promised three essentially different takes on the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
Because even though it's the one story.
It's the trilogy.
It's the trilogy.
Or a trilogy.
It's... Each one is going to have a different director, thereby it's going to have a different feel to it, a different visual feel, audio feel, depending on whatever that director did.
Yeah.
It would have been different. But because Abrams worked on episode 7 and then is now working on episode 9, that original promise is now not happening.
It's broken.
It's broken.
Well, okay, first off, man, I get what he's trying to say. I mean, I really do. It's just unfortunate because, for one, Randy, we were talking about this over when we were texting each other about this topic, and you're right. A lot of directors don't want to touch Star Wars because
it's
freaking Star Wars.
Yeah,
it's a heavy undertaking.
Oh, yeah.
So if Disney came out and said something like, hey, we're going to see if we can get different directors so we get different feel, like, sure, that's really ambitious. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
But one could be J.J. Abrams, fine. But if the third and the second one, I mean, it's like, well, we can't get Abrams. We can't get Spielberg. Oh, hey, Zack Snyder's not doing anything. Which would you rather have? I'm just saying, man. It just leaves the uncertainty up in the air. If you don't have the director signed, ready to go,
exactly,
which they might have.
And be happy with.
Yeah, and be happy with.
The issue they had was because the guy they had gotten wasn't. Creative differences.
Yeah, like, but that was the Han Solo flick.
No. Like that's what's wrong with episode 9.
Oh wait, you're right. That's right. I'm thinking. Yeah, my bad.
Because of what it was called, The Diary of Henry, and he's also the director for Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Which I was like, maybe he can do okay with it, but
directors are busy, man.
Well, the thing is, no, he's not. They just straight up didn't like.
Wait a minute. Here's what I didn't see this part.
Okay, what's up?
So. I'm reading the article. It says argues that Lucasfilm and Disney promised a new director for every film, quote, to promote a fresh new vision on every installment, end quote.
That's true.
Adding, quote, therefore, to prevent Star Wars Episode 9 from becoming yet another ripoff to the original trilogy.
Yeah.
Specifically a ripoff of Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
And for the good of the Star Wars brand, we demand that Kathleen Kennedy replace J.J. Abrams as director of the upcoming Episode 9 film. End quote.
Okay.
Randy just said,
I'm like,
she don't want to do
it. She doesn't want to do that shit.
So are
you
telling me?
She don't want to do that.
Are you telling me, Mr. Petition Writer, that you want to forcibly make somebody do something that they don't want to do?
I mean, I'm not saying that she
wouldn't
want to do
it. Because you're nerd raging it.
Well, also the idea that she is.
Well, you don't know if she doesn't want to do it.
I mean, I'll say that I'm saying that, you know, guessing wise, but she's also like the head of the Star Wars movie brand. Like she's the one she's the one who took over for the reason why we have an Episode 7. She's the reason why we have any of the Star Wars things we have going forward.
Yeah.
George Lucas basically said, yeah, she's it. King of the kingdom right here. And you think she wants to try and focus on one movie when she's got a bunch of other projects floating around?
Yeah.
She'd be
stupid busy. Like, she's stupid busy now.
I'm like, come on, guys.
And has she ever directed anything? I've never heard of her.
No, she's basically been a part of a ton of projects. Indiana Jones.
She's
movies.
Been a part of them, but she hasn't. Has
not
she
directed
actually...
because she's like the person behind the scenes. Like, she's totally the person behind the director.
Has she gotten higher than a producer?
That's the highest you can get, man.
Producer is executive producer.
No, she's
like,
yeah.
Okay.
She's the head of Lucasfilm.
Okay. Like, well, then that sounds like she's a producer. Fine. Cool. She's like, but has she ever directed?
So I actually wanted to go to the petition itself to see what the numbers are.
Yeah.
But here's the funny thing. So it's a change.org. But as soon as I went in there, a message came up that says, today, the guy's name is Matt Vella, by the way.
Sure.
Today, Matt is counting on you. Matt Vella needs your help with Kathleen Kennedy, Lucasfilms, remove J.J. Abrams as director of Star Wars Episode 9. Join Matt and 4,569 supporters today.
You know, I would like 4,960 whatever supporters for Word Vomit Podcast. That would be dope. Maybe we should sign
up. It's probably a better usage of those signed petitions.
However, yeah. Like, okay, guys. I don't think it's the entire nerd community backing this.
But
No, it's not.
How many signatures does he have so far?
That's what I said. Like 4,000.
That's it? 4,000?
So, you know what? Hold on. Let me crunch the numbers here for a second.
Please.
Okay? So let's just round up. Let's say it's 4,600.
Right. Okay. Sure.
4,600 people have signed. Okay.
All right.
Now, of those 4,600, let's say each one of them buys a ticket to the Star Wars.
Which they're going to do anyway.
Well, hold on. Let me finish this.
Okay.
To the Star Wars that they want Kathleen Kennedy to do. Now, let's see. She does it.
All right.
Okay. So, they each spend a movie ticket opening day. They're not going to be any type of discounts or anything. So, let's just say the movie ticket is about $14.50. It's roughly about, that's how much a movie ticket is now. Unless
okay.
You
I don't
have,
know
like,
where you're going
things.
With this, but all right. I'll listen.
Okay.
Of course, I'll listen.
Of that, those 4,600 people are contributing $66,700.
Uh-huh.
So they want for $66,700 to change the director.
Uh-huh.
Where that movie has made how much?
Like, well, let's...
I think it got to the billion.
Let's just look at seven.
It's like, let's close to the billion mark.
Yeah.
As a standalone
I think it
film.
Did.
It's like, yeah, it's a billion-dollar film.
But $66,700 wants to change that.
But Matt here is arguing, saying that it was successful in the box office, but F that noise.
Like
because he's not entirely lying that, yeah, it is a regurgitation
it
of
does,
New
there
Hope.
Are beats, there are beats in
that
there.
He did.
But then, like, I'm going to start talking about
there
you.
Are big beats in there, though.
I get that. At the same time, I think of it this way. I have family members, younger family members who have never watched Star Wars before, and that was their first Star Wars film, and they love it.
Yeah, and you know, honestly,
that's what they want.
So even the new generation still would provide more money for watching this film.
It's a J.J. Abrams
clearly
film, isn't it?
Than the $66,700 that Matt and his fellow followers are doing.
And I appreciate what Matt's doing here, I get it. He's not wrong, but. Pick your battles and slow your roll a little bit.
It's not like he made Phantom Menace. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Episode 7
because
is
we
pretty
can
damn good.
Yeah, Matt, we can go back to that. Do you want to go back to that?
Yeah, man.
Do you want to go back to that? Look at me, Matt. Look at me right here.
Like, come on, man.
I want you to put your face close to the speaker of whatever you're listening to. Just
we're going to tag him on this, right? Say, hey, man.
No. Matt, come here, Matt. Stop. Okay. Now, let's be adults about this. Now, I get you what you're trying to say. I totally get it. All right, you don't want to... We've been fucked in ass before, and it's not great. I get it. It's cool. But this isn't the biggest wang that's going to go up your butt. In fact, it might not even go into your butt, okay? Let's just be real cool about this. And let's be real. Star Wars 8, Last Jedi, it just filmed, like, maybe a... By the time you're listening to this, maybe a week, okay?
It's done.
Okay, yeah, it's done. It's done filming right now, okay? We don't even know if the new director that was directing it, because I can't think of his name right now.
It's Rian Johnson.
Thank you.
He's fantastic.
He's good. But we don't know if his vision for Star Wars is even better than J.J. Abrams. So let's calm your tits down just a little bit, before we start going and wanting to burn witches at the stake. Can we just chill for a second, please? Okay, cool. All right. That's all I got to say. Cool. All right.
Oh, and just so you know, Kathleen Kennedy, for this year alone, will be producing 18 different projects.
She's fucking busy. Leave her the fuck alone.
No, man. And just so you know, she's been a producer on film. I'm gonna like she has 85 credits of being a producer.
From
not saying that every one of these are great. I'm just gonna name the ones that I just see off the list.
People gotta get paid. It's fine, especially in the movie industry.
Like,
it's fine.
She did. Let's see. Well, I'm going back down here. Ooh, that's right. She did Alive, which is a fantastic movie. Terrible thing to watch on a plane. That happened to me once. I was on a plane. Where,
I'm sorry. Go on. Terrible.
Tiny Toons Adventures. She was the executive producer. A production executive for 98 episodes.
Okay, I love Buster Bunny. Keep going. Go.
Let's see. Fievel's American Tales. The
I love that
series.
Shit. Thank you. Keep going.
Back to the Future animated series. Nah, those are not the...
Those aren't the greatest,
it's... But then you have Jurassic Park.
Okay, yeah.
Let's see. Schindler's List.
She's fine.
Let's see.
Okay.
Bridges of Madison County. Roger Rabbit.
Okay, cool.
I mean, Sixth Sense. I mean, come on, man. She's got some hits.
Okay, she does have some hits. She definitely has Hollywood production chops. I get that.
But she's
dope.
Busy.
But she's fucking
18
busy producing
projects.
Other shit.
18 projects now. She's not going to be taken care
of. Has she ever gone up to somebody in like an executive office and was like, hey, you know, I think I should put my hand in directing. Has she ever done that?
If the answer is
no, then maybe she loves to fucking produce and do what she's doing right now.
Yeah.
So let's calm our asses just a little bit, because I can nerd rage over Star Wars.
Yeah.
It has been documented on this show.
Yep.
But this is something, it's not that big a deal.
No, man.
Okay? I can easily go off on the fact that they changed how the Sith make their lightsaber crystals now. Because they changed that canon recently. But upon that, when I heard what did to change it, they made it better.
Do you remember,
I'm cool with that.
Do you remember when you were arguing with Sean Van Randy Kings?
I remember it like
everything
yesterday.
That he was saying, and your response was...
It's not canon.
It's not canon.
Yeah.
Not saying that it won't happen again, but it's not canon.
That's the
rule.
But so, to finish that, what you guys were even saying, it's like, look, it's better if you really, really think about it. And I was... Still nerd raging,
it's fine.
Randy's a bit right. It's better. You know what they did to change the canon for Star Wars when Siths make their lightsaber? Back in our day, Siths just made the crystals. Jedis go and get them out of the caverns. Siths just made them. They grew them themselves.
Crystals.
And for them being red is just because they were making them artificial. And they come out artificially red. Now, new canon... A Sith has to kill a Jedi with the Force, their bare hands, whatever. Take their crystal, whether it be green or blue or whatever the color it is, then corrupt it with anger and hate to make it red. That sounds way better than what they were doing before. Okay? I'm just saying. Okay? I'm just saying.
There's a part of me that just puts the idea of growing pot and growing crystals at the same time.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
When you were just like, they just grew it. They just grew it. That's kind of what popped in my head there.
I'm just imagining if they had gotten, what's his face, who made the 40-year-old virgin to make a Star Wars movie. There'd be probably a ton of pot references in there.
Yeah, so
can we not? Yeah, and it was creative differences. Get him the fuck out. Look.
Yeah, but yeah.
Man,
no, but yeah.
There can be worse directors that aren't working. All right? Let's put that out there.
I mean, really.
To do a Star Wars. And they'll be like, yeah, cool, we do a Star Wars, woo! You know, Zack Snyder will do it.
I'm curious if this petition would have occurred had they were able to secure Rian Johnson as the director. Because he's great. He's an awesome director. He did Looper. He did Brick.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm hoping that... I know that J.J. Abrams was really happy with what Rain was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping there's like a little bit of a collaboration.
I'm sure.
There.
Well, I mean, because Rian Johnson, he couldn't commit to it. I mean, for whatever reason, I'm assuming what they had said was that he will just be coming off episode 8 and then immediately start episode 9. I'm like, that's like going to be like 4 years of his life dedicated to Star Wars.
Just to Star Wars. Like, well, I would say it's just as a consultant, though.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, maybe. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
hey,
can
we get 2 weeks of your life?
Yeah,
we just want to bounce ideas off of you.
Just to see how it plays out. But I'm like,
they haven't even wrote the script for Star Wars 9 yet.
It's like, no.
Right?
Man. Yeah, they haven't.
No.
It's not going to start up until, like, I think this Christmas.
Let's just chill.
Wait it out,
just
man.
Just chill your tits, please.
All right.
Just chill
we got
your
a
tits.
Bunch of other projects.
Got, there's one more, and this one's actually a little bit closer to home to us.
Okay,
oh,
cool.
Yeah.
What's
Bay.
Up? All right. Oh, this, yeah.
Yeah, so Paramount Pictures.
Yep.
Apologized to the city of Vallejo for destroying a mural.
Poor Vallejo. It's not... Like, financially, they're not doing well.
No.
For the Bumblebee movie.
And
Transformers Bumblebee movie.
That's so... I forgot they were making a spinoff movie.
Oh, God,
like,
I didn't. If you want to talk about a franchise
like
getting
John
fudged.
Cena involved in that in some way or form?
Oh, joy. Oh,
I mean,
yeah, I think so. I think
oh,
he is involved
man.
In that.
Is he his friend? That would be,
oh,
I would
yeah,
actually
right?
be okay with that.
Well, come on, if you think about it, if they got freaking, what's his name?
Wiki?
Huh?
Oh, wait, no, not him. He's
Mark
dead.
Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
If they got Mark Wahlberg,
okay.
It's not
movies.
That far of a stretch if they're going to get John Cena.
Yeah, I get it. And
oh, man, I would totally want to hear his music in Bumblebee while they're driving around.
I don't. That'll piss me off.
You know what? I think that'll happen because you know how Bumblebee always has to change radio stations in order
that's
to...
so dumb.
You're painting a picture I don't want, Emmanuel. God damn it. Why?
So he just turns it, and it's that whole meme one. Where it's Taz saying, it's John Cena! What ended up happening is, let's give a little bit of history behind the said mural that made a lot of people upset with Paramount.
Yes.
So, the mural was erected after the city of Vallejo was able to get out of bankruptcy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, the artist created that mural in recognition of that. That mural also had a lot of images of people that were originally from Vallejo that were killed.
Yeah.
Some of them were students.
It was honoring the city and its inhabitants.
It was honoring Vallejo.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It was
Vallejo Rising. That's what the mural's
like,
called.
It's history.
Yeah.
It's history right there. And Paramount. They didn't tear the wall down. What they did is they painted over it.
Yeah, they just painted over it.
It's so bad. That makes it worse. That's so much worse.
Well, here's what ended up happening.
That's so much worse.
The mural was on a store, and the owner was informing everybody. Well, he didn't say anything. I think this could have all been avoided if he had actually spoken up sooner. But according to him, the wall was in very, very bad condition.
Yeah.
So what ended up happening
he was going to redo shit anyway off of that wall.
He was basically saying that the wall was going to be torn down or repaired, whether it happened during Paramount's being there or after, it was going to eventually happen, mm-hmm. which means the mural was going to have to come down regardless.
Yeah.
But they could have replaced it, but, I mean, get the same artist if you want it. But that would be a pain.
But then no one said anything.
Yeah. Nobody said anything. That was the thing, is that nobody said anything. No one thought. The guy didn't think, hey, maybe I should contact the original artist and tell him what's going on. Because, again, that was something that was very near and dear
mm-hmm.
to the city of Vallejo. So he could have done that. He could have easily said that. They could have worked something out. They didn't. And he got a lot of backlash for it.
I'm sure he did.
Oh, yeah.
The city was pissed off at him. So Paramount, they repaired and painted the wall. Again, not knowing.
No, it wasn't intentional.
It wasn't intentional. We're not putting the blame on Paramount on this one. It was not intentional, but they repaired the wall.
Mm-hmm.
They painted over it. Well, even having to repair it, they had to like basically patch over stuff.
Yeah.
So it was going to be a ruined picture anyways. But I think this is very classy of them that they released an official apology for doing that. Because they were unaware of what was going on with that picture. They didn't know that there was such a significance behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And... Sean Vander, you were saying something about the artist. The artist has already agreed to create a new mural. It is sad to see this mural gone because it's gone.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's gone. There's no way of getting that back.
No.
And the store owner was originally open to the idea of them using his store again. But after the huge criticism and backlash he got about it, he's like, you're not doing it at my place. Which is
isn't that making it worse? I'm like,
well, the guys, well, that.
Well, I mean, here's the thing: they're already basically going up to the guy and saying "fuck you" to him.
I know,
right?
Yeah. But,
so,
but it's not going to sound worse for him. It's like, no, you know,
F it, Vallejo.
Down, but it's like,
yeah,
poor guy.
Vallejo.
I mean, I get it. It's tough all around.
It's tough all around, right?
Yeah, no. Well,
and if what he says is true, it was going to come down regardless.
Yeah. Well.
I mean, I wish somebody had done like some sort of scan on the image.
There's got to be some photos out there of that wall.
More
than likely.
Of the entire thing.
In detail.
Vallejo, you could put the mural somewhere else and somewhere more significant and better. Maybe do a whole thing on it. It might be a little expensive. And definitely Six Flags don't help too much over at Vallejo. But, I mean, they got to put in something. You could put it somewhere there. I mean... some nice trees in a park or something. That'd be really dope if you could.
I actually don't know any
you know
nice
how,
parks in Vallejo.
You know what would be cool?
That's true. I don't
you know
either.
Those, you know those signs that say now entering the city?
Yeah.
I think they could do it on there. They would that instead of work. Doing instead of doing the standard little green highway one, they yeah. can put money in to make a billboard where it is welcome to Vallejo, and then it's his mural that the new mural that he creates.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
That would be really,
be
cool.
Really cool.
Yeah,
I'm just imagining there's gonna be a bumblebee on the side holding it up.
Like, hey, that'd be
hey,
neat.
Like I said, Paramount was real cool about it. They apologized for it.
Yeah,
I think they also do want to help with getting something going for
that'd
the
be
artists.
Good. Yeah,
going.
Let's not be mad at. Paramount. Well,
no,
well,
It's just unfortunate that that's.
Let's just be
happened.
Mad at Paramount for the Bumblebee movie.
You know,
can we do that?
The money.
I will say one thing about the last Transformer movie. One positive note.
Whoa!
It did okay. have a moment because I watched it with a friend. I told her I would
to.
Watch it. I told her, you know what? If you want to go watch it, let's
Drunk.
Go watch it.
Okay.
oh yeah, this is from the guy who didn't want to take a shot with us.
I was. On a diet, but go ahead.
yeah. It was one shot. It wasn't a beer.
It's actually less calories
less
than
calories.
Anything else.
That's true.
Hater.
Wait, did I not take that shot?
No, you
I
did not.
Sworn.
No, you
I
did not. No.
Of alcohol.
No, you did not.
Okay, all right, okay. Continue.
Anyways, I lost my train of thought. Sorry.
You're saying that the positive note about going to the movie.
Oh, right.
To see,
it
last
did
night.
Have the scene that reminded me that Optimus Prime, it is a badass motherfucker. It was just a few seconds, and it's like there's five machines that are going off from him, and he goes, have you forgotten who I am? And just wrecks them all.
With a sword, yeah.
And then he goes, I am Optimus Prime. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh.
He's usually a little more humble than that, but yeah, that's an evil Prime.
That was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I can at least say I walked away with one good thought about this movie, that was it.
That was
okay.
it.
That was it.
All right. I mean...
Well,
I still
the
have
is,
to see it.
The thing is, Bumblebee is a character that kids really dig, and those
they
Transformers,
just want money.
Regardless,
yeah.
they do make them money. It's like, fuck.
You
I,
know, they
I
were also...
Like
sorry, Randy,
all,
go
no,
ahead.
No, go ahead. No, go for it.
All right, well, they were also filming on the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk in Santa Cruz. Or I did say Santa Cruz, what the hell. But yeah, they were filming there, too. I don't know who's on the who's in the movie. I really
so,
don't.
Just to let you know, it was announced July 31st for John Cena being in the Bumblebee movie. So you know that much.
His female love interest, Tara Strong. Or Tara Reid, sorry. Tara Reid.
Is Tara Reid in this for real?
No, I'm just bullshitting.
Oh, say,
but like, I'm just completely bullshitting.
Actually,
but like,
say,
yeah.
Good for her, man. Step
yeah, that would
up.
Be definitely, that's a step up for her,
but
not for the rest of us,
man,
no.
Like,
clearly. She could be like Sharknado 5, and I was like, whatever,
well, here's,
but
here's the
Transformers.
One good thing. Here's another good thing about the Bumblebee movie. It's being directed by Travis Knight.
Oh, I like him.
Travis Knight was the guy who did Kubo and the Two Strings.
Yes.
And that movie was absolutely
it is a masterpiece.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
It is such a shame that it only barely made its money back. That movie should have been watched by every single person. That movie was gorgeous.
The problem is that stop motion is not a viable, not to say it's not viable, it's not really popular.
Well, to me personally too, I don't
I, like
I don't think that they got as much marketing as they should
no,
have.
Cause
no,
because well, if that whole studio, they don't have a lot of money for.
I know,
and that's what sucks.
But if they gotten just a little bit more for marketing, dude, that it would
marketing's expensive.
Here's, I get that, but I honestly think it would have made so much more money, and we could have gotten more stuff like this. Because
well,
now, whenever you see anything like this, or when a director, not a director, but like movie production companies look at it. They'll say, like, well, it only barely made its money back.
But they're a studio who knows that that's what happens and that they'll – box office sales, not so much. But I do know that their Blu-ray sales and digital sales are really solid.
Good. You know what? Really quick before –
for that?
Because we have gone over the hour, but I actually do want to check really quick the latest numbers for Kubo. I want to see how much they made. So I'm going to go ahead and pull that up right now.
Sure.
Love
but
that movie.
While we're doing that, well, let's go ahead and put in one more little
topic.
One more topic.
This will be quick.
Yeah, because I know there's so much going on
lately. Yeah,
I honestly feel like this past week, everything just started happening all at once.
You want to talk about the Rockstar announcing they're going to announce something next week?
That was just announced today.
And they literally announced that today.
Oh,
which was really I hate that.
Quick blurb: Conan O'Brien's being sued.
Yes,
for joke stealing.
Allegedly.
Yes.
That's not 100% founded by a court.
Well,
Patton Oswalt's got his back.
Well, we don't know
I
that.
I wouldn't say allegedly. The judge just came out and said that this is something
they'll
that,
have to, they'll
that
have
they
to
could actually
court.
That they can actually
but they
take to court.
They haven't. Yeah. I say alleged because it hasn't been there hasn't been judgment filed on that yet.
So
whether or not he's guilty.
Yeah.
Or the,
so
or rather, the writing team is guilty.
So what ended up happening is back in I think July, there was a
2015.
Was it 2015?
This was issued. This lawsuit was issued 2015
and then
in July.
They talked, and then the judge was able to made a decision for it to go to trial earlier this year.
It was it was five jokes in the that
the
he
most,
was doing about.
The most popular one was a joke about Tom Brady.
Yeah,
and what had ended up happening is the joke writer had put those jokes out on Twitter, and then a day later the jokes appeared on Conan's opening
monologue. Yeah.
So the idea is that he has provided proof that he had the joke before it aired on television because Twitter has a timestamp of when you upload anything. So 24 hours before those happened. And I think that's why the judge said you have grounds for this. The problem is that it's really hard to decide. Can somebody really own a joke?
I don't know if that's the thing.
Well, it's again, five jokes that all appeared on Conan O'Brien's show. So what he's actually suing for...
He's suing for three of the jokes. The judge threw out two, and...
it was the Tom Brady one that went through.
The Tom Brady one went through. And, like, two others. And that's about it. That's all I didn't keep the... I didn't write down the jokes when I did the research on this, but... the guy's name, Alex Caseberg? I don't know if he was writing for Conan O'Brien at the time.
He wasn't. He was actually
that's
a writer
the
for
problem,
the Tonight
though.
Show.
Yeah, he's known to be a writer for Jay Leno on the Tonight Show. And he did this joke, put it on Twitter. I don't know if Jay Leno even used it that week or whatever. Or
no,
that
Leno's
night.
Not doing
it's
not, it anymore.
Leno's not the...
Yeah.
I
know,
saying,
no. Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, if he wrote it and it didn't
wait,
get...
Wait, when did Leno get down?
At 2015?
No,
I don't know. Well, we
it's
don't
been,
have no
it's
idea.
Been, it's been
for a while.
It's been Fallon for a while.
Yeah.
He's been
Which,
driving.
By the way, he's been doing a really
yeah,
good
job. Yeah, he's
fine.
That.
I mean, it's Jimmy Fallon. If you like Jimmy Fallon, then you'll like the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
I can take or leave him. He's not my dude.
I mean, I agree, but I mean, he's fine.
Going back to Kubo and the Two Strings, the budget was $60 million. The return was $74.6
Okay.
So a little bit of a profit.
Yeah.
Still, man, I honestly think.
No, I get you.
Put more
not
money
you.
In.
I'm there with you.
I think if they would have put maybe $20 million more, they probably would have gotten a bigger return of like maybe $70 million.
Maybe.
Spitballing.
Yeah, that's $20 million. Like, you might as well say it's like, yeah, just give them $100 million more for marketing. That's for a studio of that size for...
like
for
I said,
all they
know,
do is stop motion, man.
I know. They don't do any other
stuff. Like I said, man. Like I said, I honestly feel if they just had some more money for that, it probably
sure,
would have done
a lot
I'm
better. Sure they would agree with you. It's a matter of whether they get that money. Like, where does that money get? Like... It's like, come on, man.
Loans.
Hate to do it.
That
money is not going to the other projects. I mean, you would like to think it is, but stop motion's expensive. And
they're not going to loans.
I doubt Coraline paved the way for that the budget for Kubo and the Two Strings.
No. I mean, obviously, they have the work and they have a backing for it. And they know they're a studio who knows what they are and what they do. Obviously, I know. I mean, I said, we'll just get more money. I'm like, easier said than done, bro. Easier
yeah,
said
that's
than
true.
Done.
But Conan O'Brien.
I know. I get
it. Oh,
like I said, I realize what you're saying. I still just think that if you got that
money. I'm sure that is
probably
true.
It probably
would. At the same time.
And here's the thing. That's the type of thing that would also start steamrolling, like, okay, more studios would be interested in stop motion because they can see the potential of what it can provide in both visual and storytelling. Because, God, that movie was so gorgeous.
Yeah, I agree. It's a masterpiece.
No. I mean, I watched it. I own it. I've seen it on...
And
I
if you think about it, Coraline got the same budget, $60 million, and they walked out with $124.4 million.
Well, that's also a different... That's a property that existed. Coraline's not theirs.
Right, but still, stop motion.
No, but Coraline's a property. It's like they licensed that. That's a Neil Gaiman.
Oh,
and it's been
shit.
And Coraline.
I didn't think of that.
Coraline was a project that took 5 years, or was it? It was actually almost better part of a decade because Dakota Fanning, she talks about how they almost wanted to change her because her voice had changed.
Her changed. She's just growing up.
She was like, she was like, oh yeah, she was like 12 when it started, and she was damn near 18 when it started happening. I'm like, what?
She doesn't. Oh my god, she looks so different when she when I saw adult her.
Yeah.
She was on Conan.
Yep.
And I just remember seeing her. I'm just like, that's Dakota Fanning?
Yeah, man.
Holy
crap. She's like in her early 20s now.
Yeah, she is. But I was just like, I remember seeing you on Jay Leno, and you had a Girl Scouts outfit on. Wow.
Well, you know, to be fair, she might wear that, you know, for Halloween now.
Mm.
She likes wearing, was it, I saw an listened to an interview with her. She goes, she likes dressing up for Halloween, but it has to be, she puts it, she don't want it like a, she basically implied that she's not wearing slutty outfits, but it's got to be cute. I'm like, yeah, good for you, girl. Yeah.
What?
She's a woman now. You could comment on her, Sean. It's okay. It's not like that. Like when you said about her sister.
You know what? You know what it is.
Her younger sister.
I didn't say anything about her younger sister.
You actually had several episodes ago where you made
you made
a comment about her being like, well, not hot to chop, but you had made a comment. I'm like, I don't think she's 18 yet, bro. You can't say that yet.
Was it Dakota Fanning's sister?
It's Elle Fanning. You had commented.
I don't know who the hell Elle Fanning is.
I had said something about Elle Fanning, and I had said that's Dakota Fanning's sister because I had mentioned a movie she's in, and you're like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, you know, she's not an adult yet, right?
Wait a minute. I don't even know who. I know Elle Fanning, but I don't
know
what
ever
she's been
in. You're going to have to listen to the old podcast.
How old are we going back?
Oh, man. I don't remember. I got to remember what we were
talking
about.
I'll say months. I'll say months for sure.
Months?
But it was a thing you had made a comment about her, and I was like, she's not a. It's not of age yet, dude. He can't, like, oh, yeah, my bad. I'm like, I get
actually,
that.
I think it was at Chris's place, too.
Was it?
Possibly.
If that was the case, then it was you, me, and Noah Manuel.
No, Randy was on a couple of episodes at the time. I remember he was there.
So then it, oh, wow. So it's Chris was around?
Yep. He was
that's
still, he was still a regular.
Forever ago.
Yeah, but you still said it.
Are you sure?
I
mean,
yeah.
How? All right.
I wouldn't have made a.
Okay. All right. Word vomit.
That's what
I'd say. Word vomiteers. Okay. I gotta. Okay.
No,
fuck
no,
it.
It's
no,
okay.
No.
No.
Homework.
Don't apologize.
No. Homework.
No. Don't apologize.
No. 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 I'm not apologizing.
It's out there.
It's out there.
It's out there now.
I'm not, no. I'm not apologizing.
There's nothing else that needs to be done about it. It's
no,
out there.
No. Hold on. Wait. Word vomiteers, please. If you can go back in the archives of our.
Hey. Hey. Do it yourself.
And I will. And I will do it myself.
His own work.
But either case.
And I will do it myself. But if you can go back in the archives and maybe go in like Facebook and be like, hey, Sean Vander, it was episode 33.
You totally talked about Elle Fanning.
You totally talk about fellatioing Elle
Fanning. Oh, I didn't say that. No. We didn't go that far. All I said was you had
talked
about how attractive she was.
Then.
Well, now he said it
here. Okay. Then okay.
That makes it really weird.
I will. See my F up and be like, oh, damn,
no,
I totally
no,
did.
No,
what?
Word vomiteers, do not do it.
Why?
You really want to do it, you man up to it, and you do it yourself.
No. Just put it on the
Facebook.
Let me know.
Don't let the internet help you.
Do not let the internet help you.
I'm not going to let the internet help
if
me.
Anything
you
else,
are not having the internet help you.
I'm telling them to do it right now.
I'm going
to
do it too.
How do people
No, too.
I'm trying to educate myself here.
You are the only one that can do it. Do not have our listeners do your homework.
It's not. Look, they don't ever
get
homework.
You keep up this, and I'm turning this Garage Studios around, and we're going
home.
They
don't need to do homework. They just need to listen to our show.
Whatever.
Also, Coraline was a fantastic movie, so yeah, I can see why that was the
It was good.
Thing.
Yes.
It was very good.
Five years to make, though. 5 years.
Fucking A. All right, so we've gone past the hour mark. I just wanted to make sure that we got that last one in. Conan's being sued.
Yes.
The guy is asking for $600,000.
I feel like that's a really small, but I don't know what the budget that TBS is giving.
I mean, and,
yeah.
And then again, how do you charge a joke?
It is super
tough.
I said, like we talked about this offline, sex. So can I trademark or copyright the "Why did the chicken cross the road"? Can I own
somebody
that
probably already did?
No,
yeah, Gene Simmons tried to do it.
Gene Simmons tried to do it, you fucker.
Yeah,
he probably might.
He probably would if he could. If he found out that he could, he would try it.
Yeah, and Word Vomiteers, if you don't know where that reference is from, you're just going to have to go back in our backlog of Word Vomiteers.
Shut up, Sean.
Don't tell them to do that. They listen to us when they want to listen to us, which I hope is all the time. But
right.
Which is always all the time. You can totally
Alrighty, guys. We got to wrap this one up. Sean Vander, if you want to go ahead and give your final word.
Okay, look, Matt, I'm all for justice when it comes to Star Wars and everything, but let's turn it down for a second. Let's find a crime before you start burning people. Cool.
All right.
Cool.
Randy Kings?
By the time you're listening to this, I hope you guys have a really awesome Batman Day, which is the 25th. No, what day is it today?
23rd.
Sorry. The 23rd, which is a Saturday. Tomorrow for us. A few days ago for you, whoever's listening.
Uh-huh.
And hope you had a good time. Maybe did something fun. Watched the animated series. Went to a comic book store.
Support your local comic store.
Yeah.
Alrighty, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Make sure you guys are liking, sharing, and subscribing. Make sure you're checking out our YouTube channel. We got some cool things coming up in just a little bit. For Sean Vander and Randy Kings, I am Emmanuel, reminding everybody to stay shiny to each other.